WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Many of us have favorite singers who made it big with one hit and then disappeared. Our rock and roll historian Ed Ward has been lucky enough to track down one of his favorite one-hit country singers, Tommy McLean.
Sometimes a song can stop you dead in your tracks. When you think about it, though, it's more than the song. It's the performance, the sound of the thing, and whatever is going on in your life that makes you vulnerable to its making a place in your heart and mind and staying there. I can't remember what was going on for me in 1966 when I first heard Tommy McLean's version of the Don Gibson song, Sweet Dreams, the one Patsy Cline had made famous a few years earlier. But it sure got to me.
Sweet.
It's an extreme record. Tommy has an extreme voice, one with a lot of power but not a lot of control, and the recording is so bad that it's custom made for picking up on a poorly tuned car radio at night, which is almost certainly where I heard it first. But like all hits, it faded, and so did Tommy McLean's name. About 10 years later, I started picking up records from the amazing regional scene that had flourished in central Louisiana in the 60s, and discovered, much to my surprise, that Tommy McLean was part of it, right along with people like Clint West and the Boogie Kings, and Rod Bernard, and Cookie and the Cupcakes. If anything, he sounded better to me in 1976 than he had in 1966. And I wasn't alone. The British were paying attention, which is maybe why Elvis Costello's arrangement of Sweet Dreams on his Almost Blue album is so close to Tommy's. But what had happened to Tommy McLean? One day I found myself talking to Huey P. Moe, the Houston-based record producer who calls himself the Crazy Cajun. We'd been talking about his success with Freddie Fender. "The voice," Huey said. "I always look for the voice." So of course he knew Tommy McLean. Why, he'd recorded Huey's song, Think It Over. But aside from a cameo in the film The Drowning Pool, Huey didn't know where he was. "Look," he said, "he makes $6,000-$7,000 a month just playing the circuit in Louisiana. He don't need to make records." I made do with a greatest hits album I found and figured I'd never find him. But just before Mardi Gras in 1982, I was driving through Breaux Bridge, Louisiana, when I saw a sign announcing that Tommy McLean and the Mule Train Band was playing at a ramshackle bar that evening. I wasn't expecting much when I paid my $3, and I sure wasn't expecting what I saw on stage. A tiny gray-haired man with hair as long as Willie Nelson's and a ridiculously large cowboy hat was playing bass left-handed and leading a motley assemblage of musicians through a current country hit sung by a woman with a tambourine in her hand. But when he walked up to the mic and began singing the next song, there was no doubt about it. That was Tommy McLean, and he was sounding fantastic. I asked if he still did Sweet Dreams. Oh, sure, he said. We got to do that. And he didn't even mind singing it for the umpteenth time either. No, man, he told me the next day, that song got me where I am today, took me all the way up and all the way down again, and I'm still singing it. It was a familiar enough tale. He'd pressed up 500 copies of an audition tape of him singing the song and sold them around Alexandria, where he was from. Gin Records, the big label in those parts, tried to find him, only to discover that he was playing bass with the Boogie Kings, whom they had under contract. So at the Boogie Kings' next session, the popular show band backed him as he poured out his soul. The record took off. The young man's ego got the better of him. The dope and drinking got out of hand. Well, familiar story, all right. But here's the good news. 2.5 months ago, I saw Tommy again, in the lounge at the Best Western in Lafayette. Not only was his voice still great, at least on the down-home material, but he's making records with Huey Moe. A medley of old favorites, a country song, trying once again.
I'll change my style.
He doesn't have to change his style. He's playing tonight in Lafayette, and the crowds love him. As for fame and fortune, well, he's been there. But at least Tommy McLean is still with us.
Ed Ward's comments on rock history are a regular feature of our show. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle and is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll.